Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Ayin Ches, Menachas 78b, pagination is 156. Looking at the Mishnah on the third line regarding the Lachmei Toda, the loaves of the Karban Toda. So the Mishnah tells us, Ad Shelo Karmu Paneha Batanur, if it did not yet crust in the oven, then it's not considered a valid loaf. It has not yet reached the point of transformation from batzek dough to lechem bread. Indeed, the Gemara, about midway of the wide lines at the end of a line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, Yotzin b'matzah na. You could fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with underbaked matzah. That could be done. At the end of that same line, my matzah no, what is the definition of an underbaked matzah? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel kol sheparsa, you break it, ve'ein chutin nimshachim heimena, and threads of dough are not connecting the two pieces. They break, maybe a little soft, maybe underbaked, but you don't still have doughy connections over there, then it's considered acceptable. But if it did not karmu paneha, if it didn't crust at all, then it's not bread. And these two terms seem to be somewhat equated, two ways of telling whether it's still raw or just underbaked. One check is the crusting, and the other check is you break it, does it have threads of dough connecting the two pieces? Now, on the word na, which means undercooked or underbaked, we're more familiar with this word from the pasuk. The pasuk regarding the Karban Pesach, which is a different mitzvah, but it has a similar term being used. In that case, na is forbidden. The pasuk specifically says by the Karban Pesach, Al tochal mimenu na. Don't eat from the Karban Pesach undercooked, uboshel, or cooked at all. When we say undercooked in this case, we're talking about roasting. Or cooked at all in water, that's not acceptable for the Karban Pesach. Ki im tzili esh, only roasted by an open fire. So the term na is when it's undercooked or underbaked by the Karban Pesach, it's totally forbidden. The Tamei HaMitzvahs Mefarshim explain, because undercooked, under-roasted in that case really, gives the impression that you're in a rush to leave and you don't have the liberty of cooking your food appropriately. And that's not the expression of the Karban Pesach. They were eating it with an attitude of 1 foot out the door, but it was 1 foot out the door when we're ready, on our terms. If the food is raw, we're not leaving yet. They were able to eat it in a very comfortable way, and indeed, they didn't leave until the morning, biyad rama, openly, not sneaking out. So the word na in the context of Karban Pesach is forbidden. In the context of matzah is actually describing that it's underbaked but still acceptable. It's the level of karmu paneho that it started crusting, as opposed to chutin nimshachin heimena, that the dough is actually so unbaked that it's stringy if you break the matzah in half. In Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tav Samach Aleph, Se'if Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Matzah she'ne'efis, a matzah that was baked, ad she'imporsim osa, to the point that if you break it, a pras is a portion, a broken off portion, Ein chutin nimshachin mimena, you do not get those threads drawn with it. It's not connected by a doughy substance. Yotzim ba. You're able to fulfill your mitzvah with it, because if it doesn't have this sign, this simen, then it means it's sufficiently baked. Haga, the Rama adds, v'yesh lizah, you should be careful, shalo l'lakha min atanur, not to take the matzah out of the oven, kodam lachin, before it reaches that point, ulachzir, and then you put it back in, kitucha lava l'dei chimutz, because that itself could bring it to chametz. So if the baker pulls it out and checks it, and then puts it back in, it could be that it was underbaked, exposed to cooler air, and then with the delay, by the time it gets put back in, it could end up becoming chametz because of the heat with the cooling, etc. So better leave it in the oven until you're confident that it at least exceeded this minimal baking process. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Gimel tells us that this simen, this sign of chutin nimshachin, that the doughy substance connects it with like a thread, can also be checked in another way. V'tochev etzba tocha matzah, you could stick your hand, your finger into the matzah. V'eina nidbak ba'isa, and you don't find any dough attached to your finger. Yesh lahatira, you could assume it's good. And he says, v'chozem ha-matzah chama, but these simanim only work while the matzah is warm, is hot, is fresh, because once it cools down, the metabolism, the drying, the moisture changes, and it doesn't prove anything. I've heard personally of a specific story where the matzah baker was pulling the matzahs out earlier than the people who were doing that particular chabura baking were expecting him to pull them out, and he just kept consistently pulling them out what they considered to be early. And one of the rabbeim grabbed a handful of matzahs, jumped into a taxi, and asked them to drive him to Reb Moshe Feinstein, and while they were still reasonably fresh, had Reb Moshe look at them, and Reb Moshe affirmed that they were kosher, based presumably on this sif, even though they're not as baked as we would like, but they were minimally acceptably baked and no longer have these simanim of what would be considered dough and being halachically classified as raw. Now, Mishneh Berurah Tesvav points out that once a matzah is baked, it's baked. And sulo asir lidei chimutz, after that it doesn't become chametz. But before it's baked to this point, it's still a level of dough, and that is a concern. And the Mishneh Berurah makes mention of the other simen, which is nikrimu faneha, that the surface of the dough has crusted, which is what was mentioned in our Mishnah. Now, the poskim discuss exactly what this minimal baking is, and Dirshu Mishneh Berurah is quite helpful in footnote 33 from the Shevet HaLevi, that he compares this concept of krimas panim, where the surface is minimally baked, crusted, and that satisfies the matzah, that's comparable to ma'achal ben derusa'i, the minimal amount of cooking that we discussed that a food would at least theoretically be edible. It's barely edible. Either a third of its cooking or half of its cooking. And we discussed this in Hilcha Shabbos, particularly whether we're concerned that someone is going to be mechata, he's going to adjust the fire, or once it's at least minimally cooked, he's not so jumpy about it, and he wouldn't forget himself and adjust the flame. In footnote 35, the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah mentions that if mitzad echad nefsa hamatza afiyah gemura, if on one side the matzah is well baked, particularly because our matzahs are thin, then you could assume that even the other side, which is a little skimpy on the baking, but if you have one side that's definitively baked, well baked, that satisfies the requirement for the matzah, and you know that it's good. Indeed, interestingly, our matzahs typically, even though we're not worried that they're underbaked, they come well baked, but it is typical that one side is more baked than the other, and you could actually see that effect in the matzahs. Again, even though the matzahs that we have don't have this concern, but you could see that effect that one side bakes a little bit more, and you could imagine how if at least one side is definitively baked and you're dealing with a thin matzah, then the matzah would be acceptable. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.